Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Nintendo Fanboys. I'm not actually sure what episode this is because we've done one before, and I think it was 69, right?
Maybe.
And then Jared forgot to record, so that episode is lost forever in limbo somewhere. And now we're back. It's been months? Years? Not sure.
Decades.
Decades. But unfortunately for you guys, you were back. And we're going to talk about stuff. As usual, we're very prepared and we have tons of subjects lined up for you guys. But first, I'll let Jared say a few words and talk about why he's been such an asshole lately.
Okay. Well, first things first, I did not forget to click the record button or anything like that. My microphone, my Yeti, whatever it's called, Yeti Blue, whatever the microphone that we're using, unfortunately, I think it's starting to get old. Like when I plug in my headset to the microphone, it's like it disconnects, I think, like every now and then. And every time it does that, it like Audacity basically just severs the connection and that's it. So I didn't know that. So now what I'm doing is I have Audacity open on the other screen. So I'm watching the little thingy actually record. So if it happens again, I would be able to just stop it. As for why I've been a major asshole, I have no excuse. It's just who I am.
Yes, because you were saying, like, I think it was in January or December where, like, you were like, I want to do this again, like, every 2 weeks, like we used to. I want to do this often and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, right. I've heard this before. And, of course, like, a few weeks after saying all that, he disappeared for months. Gone into
lies,
who knows.
Lies. Steven is, if you don't know, he's been having an affair on me. with like you never text me anymore, you bastard.
Well, I do, but it's because you forgot that I have two phones. So what happens
is
I'm working and you never text my work phone anymore, you text my personal phone. So like at 6 a.m. you text my personal phone and I don't see it till 2 or 3.
Yeah, you're right. Then, you're right. And then you forget about
you're gone.
Me.
Yeah,
I see how it is,
bastard. So what's going on? So what's the reason for all this? Like you were supposed to do videos, and
so basically, my work situation has gotten a little bit. My work situation was crazy before, and it went from crazy to a little bit better, and then back to crazy again. But it's not bad. To be really honest, it's really not too bad. I actually am starting to get a little more time, but like what I decided to do over the last, I'd say like 2 months, something like that, like maybe since the beginning of the year or something like that, I've decided like, okay, I need some time to just like breathe, because at work now I'm the big boss. I'm almost there, man. I'm almost at the Project COE famous title. but not quite. And so it's a really high stress environment now. I mean, I'm like hiring, firing, like restructuring the whole unit, all of this sort of stuff. So when I have a chance to just like, you know, be alone for a bit, I'll be honest, I've really enjoyed getting back into gaming for me. Like not for videos, not for anything, like just for me, just so I can sit back, I can relax, I can, you know, escape and just take it all, you know, like just take it all in. So since the beginning of the year, I've actually been doing fairly well, actually. Like when did Pokemon come out? Not Arceus, but the, or however it's pronounced, but the...
BDSP was in November, I believe, November 17 or 18, something like that.
Okay, so at that time, I've basically been pretty much constant. So after that, I don't remember the exact order, but I noticed that there was a patch or an upgrade or whatever to Ghost of Tsushima. So I love feudal Japan. I mean, I love the Japanese culture. I love all of that. So I said, you know what? Again, I want to do it for me. Like, I want to actually check this out. And man, was I not disappointed. To this day, I think that's one of that actually, like, I think broke into like my top 10 games of all time. Like, it it just blew my mind. This is a PS4 game, and it's the nicest looking thing I've ever seen. Like, nothing compares to this in next gen or whatever. Like, I've never seen anything like this. Like, I mean, there's a video where you're on a horse and you're going down, and there's like all this like tall like grass that almost looks like wheat, and it's like blowing as the cinematic is going, and then this prompt comes on the screen giving you the instructions of how to control your horse, and I was just like, is this for real? Like, and you're actually like playing, and I was just like, okay, well, like I just never seen anything like that. So I adored that. So I played that for probably like 3 weeks or something, and then I think it was like, because then I'm gonna just call it Arceus. I don't care how it's pronounced, whatever. Then that came out, and I was like, but I'm not in the mood. I was like, I'm not feeling it. Like I had just gone through Shining Pearl, and I was like, and I didn't get the national decks. I tried for a while, and I was just like, I don't know. I'm not feeling, like you said when we spoke last time, it's so freaking grindy compared to like Sword and Shield. And I was just like, I'm just not feeling that grind and the breeding and the this and that and everything else. And anyways, I decided actually to try God of War. I had never played the new one, and everyone was saying that it was like phenomenal and it was great and this and that. So I actually played through God of War, and man, you need to get back into non-Pokemon gaming, dude, because holy crap.
Well, I never got my PlayStation 5 because someone promised it to me and never delivered.
No, hey, the second you see that anywhere... I'm serious. If you see that anywhere, it's yours. Like, I'm not kidding. It's just, I did not expect the whole planet to, like, shut down. And apparently computer chips now are rarer than diamonds. And in the
city, it should get better now that COVID is over.
Yeah, apparently. apparently. But here in the city, it's like, it's impossible. You cannot find one of these machines. Like, years ago, you know, you had the red light district where you had people that would, you know, do some scandalous stuff for money. Now it's basically got like just this row of Xboxes and PlayStations there where people are like, yo, 15 grand, yo. Like, you get your system. It's nuts. Like, it's totally, totally bonkers what's going on right now. But anyways, all this to say that I played through that, and I adored it. I loved where they took it. They actually grounded Kratos so that he's not like this rage fueled lunatic anymore. They gave him a son, and the whole, like, really well done. Like, seriously, really, really well done. Then Horizon came out, and I really enjoyed the first one. Kind of funny because back in the day, like, we had Breath of the Wild and we had Horizon, and they were both out like right around the same time. I think it was like the same week or 2 weeks apart or something like that. And Breath of the Wild like just stole its thunder, you know, like it's just the media and everyone, that's all everybody was talking about. And it's so funny because I think the series is cursed because the same thing happened right now with Elden Ring. So Elden Ring just like completely decimated it. Like, I think it's already at like 20 million sales or something crazy, like some crazy number. And Horizon's just there like, what about me? Like, it's, but anyways, I had a real blast. If you enjoyed the original, you really like this one. Although I think it's a little, I'll be honest, I think it's a little overhyped. I think, I don't know. Like, people were when it first came out, people were like, oh my God, it's amazing and this and that and everything else. And I was like, yeah, it's more of the same. Like, if you enjoyed the first one, you'll like this one. But I didn't find it was like, you know, like amazing. And I don't care what anyone says. Yes, it's beautiful, a lot of color and stuff like that. I still think Ghost of Tsushima is a nicer looking game. Like, I'm just sitting here going, how is that possible? Like, it was sort of like The Last of Us way back in the day. Like, when The Last of Us came out, I'm sure like both of us were like blown away when that came out. And I think like for last gen, I think Ghost of Tsushima is basically the same thing, where it's just like, I don't even understand how the machine ran that game. Like it doesn't, it's just like, it somehow broke the space time continuum to make that happen. And now I finally, I'm like, okay, I'm back in the mood. So I jumped back and started Arceus, Legends Arceus, or Arceus, or whatever it is. What, like 3 days ago? 2 days ago? I texted you.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And we'll talk all about that. But what about you? Obviously, you know, you've been playing millions of things.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing anything really. I don't know why I've lost the... I'm like an old man now. I don't want to try new things. I'm like a grumpy old man that keeps yelling at kids and brings bread to ducks or something. I don't want to try new things. I don't know why. I just checked, and I think this is episode 69, and it's almost been a year since the last Fanboys episode. It's that sad. I think last one was in May of last year, and I probably did that one with Tim. So, wow, we've really neglected this killer IP of ours, man.
I blame myself.
Yeah, it is your fault. Yeah, I've been playing basically rotating between Sword and Shield, Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, Legends Arceus, although I'm pretty much done with that game. I haven't played it since I've completed the deck, so that's like a week or two ago. And I sometimes check Animal Crossing just to try and complete my art collection in my museum. So that's pretty much it. Sword and Shield, again, very fantastic game. I keep playing it, keep coming back. They still update the raid battles every month. Ooh. And they gave us a new event. And right now there's an event going on that grants you a chance to encounter Shiny Tyrantrum. So it's always fun that this game is over 2 years old now and it's still giving us something every month. So I like that. I hope they do that with Scarlet and Violet, which we'll probably talk about later on. And with Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, I'm just trying to hatch a damn shiny Misdreavus because I want to play, I want to do my second run. I want to play through Shining Pearl. And I want to select my team for that one to start to play something new. And I'd like to have a shiny Misdreavus to play that game, but I can't. Probably over like 500 eggs now, and it just won't hatch. And so for now, I think maybe I have like maybe 20 eggs left in my box to hatch. And I think if it doesn't shine, I'll just say screw it, and I'll play with a regular Misdreavus. And so I can get that second playthrough out of the way. So that's pretty much it. I think we'll keep the Legends Arceus talk for our second topic. First topic, I just wanted to quickly, or whatever happens, maybe we'll take more time, talk about the news, and this was news like a few months ago or a few weeks ago, of the 3DS and Wii U eShop closing at the end of this year, I believe, or at the beginning of 2023. I don't even have the facts straight because, of course, we're not prepared, but... basically, Nintendo has announced that these shops are closing, and soon you won't be able to add money to your account. I believe that's very soon. And they said that the shops were closing, and then after that, you'll be able to re-download your games, but that would be it. So what are your thoughts on this?
Love it.
You love it?
No. Great news, no, right? You know how I feel about this. This is the unfortunate side effect, right, of digital. And it's not even a question of digital and physical anymore. It's not even a question about that, because I'm sure you've probably heard or read about Gran Turismo. I haven't played that myself, but apparently, like, your disc is BS. Because it requires a direct connection to the servers. So apparently, like, around launch or something like that, the servers went down and you can't do anything. You literally can't do anything. It requires a perpetual connection.
So you can only play online. So if you were to bring your PlayStation 5 to your cottage...
That's right. No, you can't play.
You can't play it? Really?
That's right. Yeah. You can only do, like, one... I don't know anything about the game, but, like, apparently you can only do, like, one thing. But apparently, this is not new. Apparently, the previous, like the PS4 version of GT, did the exact same thing. So I just think, I mean, it's, this is an unfortunate like side effect, right? Of this is that this happens. I mean, it happened with the Wii. It's going to happen with the Wii U. It happened with, you know, Sony services and so on. I just wish that there was a way, and I know it's much harder. I understand it's much, much harder, but I just wish there was a way that we could have sort of like what Steam has. Like, you can download stuff from 25 years ago on Steam, but your machine, like the game might not work with your machine, because if the developer didn't update it to work on like Windows 10 or whatever, it simply won't work. But at least you get that fake sort of sense that you own it, even though it is fake, because you don't own it. You have a license to use it, sort of thing. I don't know. I just, for 3DS...
Does Microsoft have something similar, though? Aren't, like, Xbox Game Pass and the shop on Microsoft, the Xbox, don't they include, like, games from the previous generation?
From the future, I think they're... Yeah, they're the closest, as of today, or at the time of the recording, they're the closest ones that match Steam right now. Like, they've spent a lot of money on Xbox and Xbox 360, bringing those titles to their digital platform. They're the closest ones. Because
that would be ideal, right? If, like, let's say the PlayStation 6 or the Nintendo Switcheroo, like, if they would be backward compatible, that way Nintendo or Sony or Microsoft could have the same store forever, hold all their past games.
Yeah.
And that would be fantastic, because for me, like, I was curious because the Nintendo DS and the Wii shops, I believe, closed pretty quickly after their successors were released. And the Wii U and 3DS, I was surprised that they kept it for so long, but was happily surprised. And one thing about the 3DS is, for me, is that they have Pokemon Bank on that. Yeah. And what Pokemon Bank allows you to do is that every Pokemon from Generation 3 and above, you can basically keep them forever and keep transferring them to a game above. Now, they have said that after this will be... after the shops will be closed, Pokemon Bank will become a free service. So for now, at least until foreseeable future, you will still be allowed. This will still be true. And instead of the $5 a year, it will now be free. But you need to have to make sure that your 3DS has Pokemon Bank downloaded on it now, because you won't be able to download it after this shop closes. So it's just a matter of time, in my opinion, before this service is probably in a few years just deleted. And that will be a nightmare for me, because I love the fact that with the 3DS you can basically play every generation there is, because you have gold and silver, red and blue on the eShop, and you also have Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire as remakes, and you obviously can play the DS games on your 3DS, so you can play everything. So that's what I like about that. So hopefully they figure out a way to make Pokemon Bank permanent somewhere. If it's just will be forever available on your 3DS, that would be great. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm a bit sad about this. The 3DS is one of my favorite systems. And hopefully they figure out something for in the future to always have. I think Nintendo will probably be the last on this.
For sure.
Unfortunately, because like... there's still the Switch doesn't have like the virtual console still, so they're kind of backward thinking on this. Although like the online service allows you to play Netflix style a bunch of past games, but still, like, it would be fun if from now on every company would adopt a new universal store that would keep following their next systems.
Yeah, because for me, it's. It's just unfortunate because of the unique offerings that are there, and eventually, you know, like, I know I don't want to get into a whole topic of preservation and stuff like that, but like I think the examples that you just gave are brilliant. Like, if Pokemon Bank disappears forever, right? Like for whatever, like let's say they close down the server, they eventually shut the server down or whatever. It's not going to hurt as bad if, for example, on whatever service they have at the time, they put all generations up there. You know, like let's say they say like, okay, that's it. So we're retiring the legacy content. So that's it, right? Like the original Game Boy games and Game Boy Advance and blah, 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 blah. You wouldn't have any way of going in that direction. But at least if the content, right? Like if they were like, okay, well, we're going to release digital versions of every single one of those games. It wouldn't be, you know, such a huge blow type of thing, but it just sucks because there's a lot of games, like especially with when the Wii went away, you know, you had like Castlevania Rebirth, Contra Rebirth, all those games, and they're gone. Like they're gone forever. There is no legal way that you can ever play those games. And that kind of sucks.
Yep, it sure does. So let's talk about Legends Arceus now. Because there's been a lot of praise on the internet.
Apparently it's the Breath of the Wild.
It's the best game ever. Everybody suddenly wants Pokemon to turn to that. Well, everybody.
Tim.
This is what you have to worry about, the silent minority. I think there are some very good things about Legend Arceus that we'll discuss. But I also think that it's probably one of the most overhyped games I've heard recently, even from some Pokemon fans. I just don't know about this game. And I'll let you talk first, because you're probably not far into the game, right?
I don't even know how the progression works. So
how many hours would you say?
Two, oh, God. Three? No, maybe like three, four, or something three, like this. Four. Right. Maybe. I don't know. Put it this way. My pokes are like just cracking level 20 now. And I'm not grinding. I'm not doing anything. Okay. Like, I'm catching pokes that are like level 18, level 19, stuff like that. Okay? I don't know if that tells you anything. But anyways, okay, well, my thoughts are kind of funny. Because the very first thing I did was text you and was like, am I missing something here? Because I was like, this feels like a huge step back in a lot of ways compared to Sword and Shield. Like with Sword and Shield, I had access to all my pokes at any given time, press a single button and I can switch out things. I could do all kinds of different stuff. And they made the quality of life stuff wonderful. And with this, like the very first thing I wanted to do was change out my party. And I was like, well, how the hell do I do this? And then it's like, oh, well, you got to visit a camp, or you got to go back at the beginning of the game. You got to go back to the pasture, I think it's called, or whatever. There's like that starting little place there. Anyways, whatever. So go there, and I'm like, okay. Battles are, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't feel like this massive evolution that was there. It just feels like a massive grind fest. Like when I captured like, you know, my first like two or three pokes, and then they're like, oh, well, you know, like you go into like this like field report thing. And I'm looking at the numbers, and it's like, you know, like battle 20 of them. And then it's like catch 20 of them, unseen, evolve 10 of them or 3 of them or whatever the hell it is. And I'm looking, and I'm like, why? You know, like the collecting the Pokedex itself, I'm like, that's cool, right? Like going around and, you know, capturing all of them. But why am I going to capture? If you do the math, it's like, why the hell am I going to capture like 40 of these things? Like it just doesn't make any sense to me. I like the, I like the idea of having this like, you know, massive, expansive open area. But I don't think they got the memo that the open area maybe should have some life in it. Because right now I'm walking around and I'm like, hello. Like it just looks like this giant open area of nothing, and you have like your little guys, you know, like walking around or whatever, and you have your trees and little rivers and whatever. But it's like, again, this was just me, it's early impressions, but I was just like, I mean, and maybe it's because I just came off of some of these other games, right? Like that were open world and that were really expansive and people all over the place and this and that and everything else. But it just felt so empty. Like I just found it felt super, super empty. And while cool that you can just, you know, throw a ball and catch one, I don't get what all the hype is right now. And listen, I just started, right? So maybe that's what I was telling you yesterday. I was like, well, you know, maybe there's something I'm missing. Maybe this is going to open up and blow my mind and it's going to like transform into something else. But right now, I find it very grindy, like for what they want you to do. And I just find it empty. I just find it like this massive open area, but there's nothing really going on. So, yeah. But you tell me.
Yeah, I feel pretty much similar to you. I played this game for 70 hours because that's about what it takes to complete the, well, not just complete the main missions, but complete the Pokédex. And I wanted the Shiny Charm. So in order to get the Shiny Charm, you don't only need to complete the Pokédex, but you need research level 10 for every single Pokémon. So it takes a while. And the reason I believe they did this is that if this was not in the game, if you only needed to capture one Pokemon of each and move on, I think this is a 10-15 hour game tops. Like, this is really not a long game, but they've disguised it by making you do random stuff, tedious stuff even, that is just not that much fun for me. The battle system for beginner is trash. I hate the battle system in this game. This is what I don't get with most naysayers, is that you can critique some of Pokemon's aspect and whatnot, but the battle system in Pokemon is like prestigious. Like, it's awesome. There's a reason why it works in single player and competitively. It's just so well done. I don't understand why you would want to change it. And what they did with this is they oversimplified it to a point where there's not really much strategy to this. You basically send a Pokemon, you KO your opponent, then your opponent KOs you, you switch, and until like basically you always win because you have six Pokemon in your opponent. The few battles that are in this game, your opponent usually have one or two, sometimes three. So it's just really, really oversimplified. It's not fun. There are some cool aspects of this game, like alpha Pokemon are really fun when you find out, and especially when you reach some certain spots. Like, you've probably encountered Pokemon that are way too high level for you, yes, and they just destroy you, right? And those are fun. So it's always stuff like that. Catching, like, I really like the fact that you can go into a battle or catch a Pokemon without going into a separate screen. This, I think, would be great if they would implement this in Scarlet and Violet, and I think they will. It seems like they will. But I prefer throwing a Pokemon and then catching it instead of just throwing a Pokeball at it. But that's just me. I can go either way because I hate that. I'm not a big fan of stealth games. And in order to be good at catching Pokemon, especially the harder to catch Pokemon without going into battle in this game, you have to be very stealthy. You have to use items like smoke bombs and stealth sprays and stuff like that, which really were not for me. And the worst thing about this game is that, I'm not sure, did you beat a noble Pokemon yet? Did you have a boss battle?
No, I haven't had a boss
battle. No, not yet, right? No. So there's like five or six boss battles in this game, and they're action RPG battles. They're not Pokemon battles, and I just hate them. And for the most part, they're very easy and you can just do them. But the final one, like the battle with Arceus, I just was cursing the game out. Like, I wanted to throw the TV out. And you can do it eventually, but it's just like, it's not fun. I hate this. I would have wanted a Pokemon battle with Arceus and not this like RPG, like action RPG crap. Like, it just wasn't for me. And maybe it's because I'm like a Pokemon traditionalist and I want to conserve its traditions. I don't know. I just hated it. So I played this game for 70 hours, completed everything I wanted to do with it, caught Arceus, got all the Pokemon in it, got my Shiny Charm. And now basically I'm not going to play it until there's a new update. The good thing about this game was there was an update, like I think like maybe 2 or 3 weeks after release, called Daybreak, which introduced massive outbreaks. So that's nice. So there's probably going to be at least one or two updates to this game. So there's that. So I'm still, when they release new content, obviously I'm going to try it, I'm going to play it. But for now, like, I really hope that we never get like another Legends game. It's like one was enough for me. And I think if they do release another one, I think you'll see that people will realize how like not fresh this game is. It's fresh for Pokemon fans that have never played anything else or wanted something new. Like, it's a nice diversion, I'll give it that. But man, like, I hope they never make another Legends game.
Yeah, okay. So I'm really happy to actually hear you say this. To be honest, I'm really happy because Tim was making it sound like Jesus had just been resurrected. And he was like, this is the future. Like, they've got to go there. And I texted him and I was just like, dude, what the hell are you on? Just because, like, the first impression, I mean, it's nice to go into this open world and see all the little critters everywhere and stuff. And I like that. And yeah, I mean, like, it's the novelty of just throwing the ball and getting your first one. But even that, like, changing the animation, now it's only two, like, spins. Like, you know, instead of the you know, like, bump, 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 and then you get your catch, now it just does this weird animation, and then you get your fireworks thing. Like, it's weird. Did you notice that, or am I just on?
Yeah.
Like, so just that, like, threw me off, and it's the same thing. It's like, I find they oversimplified the battle system, and explain something to me. The whole, the two sides there, the strong or
agile fast, and strong style, yeah.
Is that only on the first top move?
No, it's because you need to master a move to unlock agile and strong style. So basically, every move has a level cap you need to reach. So if you're level 20, like, this move will now be mastered or something. And there's a way to master them quicker if you go see a lady and pay something. I think she can master moves for you or give her an item. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, that's how you unlock those. That's another thing. Agile and strong style, really oversimplified. Like, basically, like, some Pokemon alphas will do this. So let's say you use Flamethrower, and you know that Flamethrower will not KO you. So what you can do, and even if you say, you know that a strong style Flamethrower will not KO you, but if you use strong style Flamethrower, then you'll have to wait two turns before you attack. So what you can do is use agile style Flamethrower, and then use strong style Flamethrower, and you KO the opponent right away. And some bosses do that to you, or alpha Pokemon, and it's just a really simplified, bad system.
Yeah.
It's just not good. It's just not fun to use.
No, exactly. And even the, like, I remember in the videos or something, seeing something about, I think I know what you're talking about, with those boss battles where, like, your character moves around and you have to throw balls or something.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Basically have to dodge attacks and throw balls at it. And sometimes you weaken it, and then you can throw a Pokemon and attack. So there's a part of a battle in there. But most of these are fairly easy. There are some frustrating ones, and it's just, like, if you play, like, regular games, like, they're probably not that challenging. I haven't played actual action RPGs in a while, and I'm just not in, like, you play certain games for a certain reason. Like, I don't play Pokemon for this crap. It's just like I won't play The Legend of Zelda expecting Animal Crossing gameplay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, there's different styles for every game, and this just, especially the Arceus game, man. The Arceus battle, I was so frustrated with it. It's just, in my opinion, it's just not fun.
No, exactly. And well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But right now, I'm just like, whatever. There's no way I'm gonna do the whole dex or anything. It's impossible. I know me. I'm just gonna go through it, get, like, finish it and whatever. But I am. The third thing you want to talk about was Scarlet, right?
And, yep.
Yeah. So I've been a little bit out of it because of, like, the limited time I have with news. But all there was that quick little teaser, right? There hasn't been anything else, has there?
No, there hasn't been anything else.
Okay, well, talk about that a bit, because I'll piggyback off you. You're the pro.
Yeah, so this was basically released during Pokemon Day, and was surprised because I wasn't sure if there was going to be any announcements. I did not think there was going to be one, because we just got BDSP, and then we got Legends Arceus like 2 months after that. And I thought this would be the games. They would update them during their year and announce Gen 9 for 2023. But no, they announced it for 2022. It's coming out at the end of this year, probably during the same time frame as all the Pokemon games come, during the Black Friday week in November, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And like the way the video was, it started with a guy, a security guy going... Yeah. In an office or something, and I thought they were going to announce Detective Pikachu 2. I thought that was the big announcement. I was like, really? This will be the big announcement of Pokemon Day this year? Like, I was disappointed. Then they announced Gen 9. Like, you saw the starters, and the starters look cool. I don't know the name. Like, there's Fuadego, there's Quaxly, and there's that other one. Like, I'm probably going to pick the fire starter. I usually pick the fire starter, but like, I'm not sure their names. Their names are very hard to remember for me. But, and basically, they showed footage. The game looks similar to Sword and Shield in graphics. The interesting thing is that they announced later this will be a fully open world game, meaning that you will be able to go to area from area, wherever you want. There will be no...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. There will be no... And the Pokemon... will be Sword and Shield. There's going to be no random encounters. And we don't know that much else besides the fact that it's a fully open world game, which is nice. It's going to be fun. I hope that they somehow manage to balance the gym leaders. Like, let's say you choose to go to a certain gym leader before the other one. Hopefully his levels match up with yours so that, you don't go to the... a town where you were supposed to go there at first, but you go there like at 6th gym and he has like level 15 Pokemon and you are level 50. It wouldn't make sense, but I'm pretty sure they'll figure something out for this. But yeah, we don't know much else besides that. So it looks pretty cool. I don't think we've seen a single new Pokemon besides the starters. I know that we saw that some Hisuian forms Pokemon that were in Legends Arceus. And I don't really want to spoil anything about that, but it doesn't really make sense. I hope they have a logical explanation for that. But besides that, I'm very, very glad we're getting a new Pokemon game. Like, Sword and Shield will be 3 years by the time this gets released. So I'm really looking forward to a new game where I can, like, competitively battle and EV breed and all that stuff. Like, this will be fun. Like, probably in November, this is what I'm gonna be spending my time on instead of the usual Pokemon games I play. So,
and I had a question for you. With the 3DS, what was the first set that came out?
X and Y.
Okay, so I missed. So this is my first time actually going through the whole. Like, from the beginning, I've gone through all of them.
Yep. Let's go Pikachu. You got Sword and Shield. You got BDSP. And now you're playing Legends Arceus. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's actually pretty cool. Like, I'm just not, I'll be honest, I'm not, it's okay. That's the way I'm describing Arceus right now is like, it's okay. Whenever Tim or anyone else asks me, I'm like, I don't understand what the hype is. Like, maybe I'm missing something, but I'm like you. I mean, I am a traditionist. I'm a Dragon Quest guy, for God's sake. So I'm like I'm as traditional as they come. And yeah, I don't want that. I don't want this to be the battle system for this next gen. What gen is it? 9 or 10?
Yeah, it's going to be Gen 9.
Gen 9. That's cool. That's really cool. I didn't know that this was going to be fully open world. So I hope I hope they balance this out, because that's the only thing with when you have fully open world is you have to balance out like quests with the story with is it truly open world or like do you cross the bridge? And like old school Dragon Quest, you know, you cross the bridge and you get destroyed because it's like, you know, whoops, I took the wrong bridge and we went from like level 5 to level 60. And like, that's it. I'm done. but it would be awesome if they could figure out a way of doing it like Breath of the Wild style, where you really could go in any direction and tackle any gym. That would be freaking awesome. If they found a way to do that, because then your experience could literally be totally different than mine.
Oh yeah, and there will be a lot of reasons. Like usually the second playthrough, like I try to figure out a fun way to play through the game differently. But now with this, like I'm pretty sure the way they would do it is that each gym leader would probably have a different team depending on the order you do them. So there's it's gonna be fun. Like obviously this could have tremendous potential.
Let's hope. That's what I've learned to say with this series is let's hope, because for me, I mean, I don't have all your baggage or your experience, whatever, you know, however you want to look at it. But for me, like, they're going to have their work cut out for them for Sword and Shield, because I really enjoyed that. Like, I really, really enjoyed that. I thought that was a really great balance between, you know, having those open areas plus having the linearity with the story. And listen, yeah, if they can figure out what you're talking about, like how you envision it, that would be amazing. Like that would be absolutely amazing, because when you play through this the other version, you could literally have an entirely different experience instead of just, you know, having more or less the exact same experience, except just changing one or two, like, you know, story, not even story elements, but just, you know, minor things, and then of course the pokes being different. So that's exciting. Like for me, that's pretty cool, man. But I'm wondering, like, where the hell, and I always wonder this, like, it's Black Friday, you said, so what is that, October or November?
November, usually November. I checked last time.
Well, it's okay, November. It's good enough. November is good enough. Because isn't Nintendo's big release this year Zelda?
Yeah, I would imagine that Breath of the Wild would be released this year as well. Yeah.
So how do you do that? Because both these games are going to sell millions and millions of copies.
Yeah, you would think that you would try to space these out. But maybe, yeah. Zelda could be October, September, but like we have seen so little about Zelda, it's quite possible there's another delay coming and it will be like February or something.
Yeah, and I think honestly I would do that. If you're gonna have the new pokes ready and everything like that is good to go. I mean, I don't have it open here, but the sales are insane, man, of like the Switch, like the top 10 Switch games now are just nuts. I don't know when the last time you looked, but it's crazy, man.
Sword and Shield has surpassed Gold and Silver, which I never thought could be done, and then BDSP has already surpassed Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu. So yeah. Legends Arceus also, I think, sold 9 million in its first week, which was actually outpacing Sword and Shield, and everybody.
That's crazy.
Like, I have to tell everybody, I don't think it's going to reach 22 million. Like, for starters, there's only one version, so that doesn't help, but I don't think it will. It'll probably end up at 13, 14 million, I would think. Maybe it could surprise me and go 16, 17, but I don't think so. We'll see.
But did you see, like, Animal Crossing? That too, man. Holy crap.
Is Mario Kart 8 still the bestseller?
Yeah, it's still the bestseller.
Because that just got
DLC. Yeah.
Mario Kart 8 is getting DLC. Like, that's a Wii U game is getting fresh DLC now.
Exactly. Makes perfect sense. Totally. I don't know, like, when do we start talking about, you know, Switch 2, the revenge? When does that start coming into our conversation? Because how old is Switch now?
2017, so that's 5 years.
Because it's 2017.
2017, so 5 years now, because it was launched in February 3, I believe. So that's 5 years now, and they said we're halfway through, but I believe probably in 3 years the next Switch would be released, I believe. Because, like, there's a bit of a, like, sales have dropped a bit. That's completely understandable. But, like, there's some killer software getting released this year, like Pokemon Scarlet, Violet, Zelda should be released this year, or maybe not, but it's soon. And those, like Breath of the Wild sold, like, what, 20 million copies or whatever it was?
Something
like,
crazy, man. You know what? While you're talking, let me see if I can actually find this.
So, like, I believe they're gonna sell a lot of Switches again this year. So,
all right, let's see. I think I have it because if I'm not mistaken, they opened up a Let's see what we got. Because it used to be here where they had their like all their, you know, like their different sales and stuff like that. I don't know if it's financial. Because it's insane now. Like, it's truly insane when you see I won't waste. I got it. Okay, so this is, I mean, just keep in mind, this is from December 31st, right? So this is important to recall. We're looking at cart is at 43 million. Like, holy crap, Animal Crossing, you know, like the most action-packed game of all time, is at basically, you could say, 38 million. 38 million for... And you know what's so funny? Your picture popped up in my memories with your blue t-shirt there with good old memories. I was going to post that and be like, oh, memories. But yeah, man.
Still wear that shirt. Still fits me.
So do I. It's a brilliant shirt. Yeah. So yeah, man, Zelda's at 25.8. Again, this is months ago, and Sword and Shield is basically 24 million. It's crazy, man. Crazy. Yeah,
people were really mad about Dexit.
Yes.
So clearly. Sword and Shield flopped massively.
But you know what? Like, even Smash, man, like, 27.4. God. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well, anyways, I'm very curious to see where we go from here. I'm really, really curious to see. I think it's going to be really interesting with to see Scarlet and Violet. Thought it was interesting, too, that we've gone back to colors. It's like it's been a little while now, no?
Yeah, I did not even know that Scarlet was a color, but...
Yeah, it's basically red... And purple.
Yeah. No, I knew what violet was, but scarlet, I was like, I thought maybe they were kind of instruments of something, but yeah. So, yeah, they're back colors. It's going to be really fun, man. It's going to be a fun year for Pokemon fans because, like, never had this before where we had, like, two major games released, like, 2 months of each other and like, Gen 9. At the end of the year, it's crazy.
No, I'm looking forward to it because I think it's going to be really interesting to see whatever influences that they had from Legends. I'm just curious. I'm super curious to see what do they decide, like what do they decide to do? What do they keep? What do they change? What do they whatever? I can't imagine them changing the battle system and all of that. I can't imagine that. That the risk of doing that and alienating like I can't imagine. I don't know.
They also have their Worlds competition to think about there because they because of COVID they're back. Now it was supposed to be in London in 2020 and 2021 were canceled, but now they're scheduled for London in August of this year, and that's VGC battles. It just would not work with the stupid Arceus style of battling.
So. I can't see it. I really can't see it, but I'm really hoping. I mean, what are we now? We're March, right? Like, yeah. So
yeah, we're almost April.
So basically, I mean, between, because there's two big, huge things this year for me. There's two gargantuan things. So we have this, everything that you're talking about. And then there's, for me, there's Dragon Quest 12. What is happening with that? Like, we don't know platforms. We don't know, like, battle systems. We know nothing about that. And that, too, should be, like, soon. That should be in the summer that we should get our first reveal of what they're going to do with that. And that I'm much more nervous because it's not like Pokemon where you have, you know, like an international stage and competitions and all of this kind of stuff. It's basically like an RPG series, right? So I'm super nervous. I don't want them changing the damn battle system. Like, that's been my fear for the last, like, what, 10 years or something. And
yeah, we've talked about this in one of the last podcasts we did like a year ago. So there has not been much information since.
There's been nothing. There's literally been nothing. And the other one that I'm like, seriously, I find it looks gorgeous is the Dragon Quest III. What are they calling it? It's like the 2D, 3D, whatever the hell it is. 2.5D or whatever.
Yeah. The HD 2D. Okay.
That looked, I mean, it looked gorgeous. Like, I would love the opportunity to check it out, but everything is just radio silence. And even the offline version of DQ10 has been now delayed into, I think it's like March or, well, no, it can't be March, but it's been delayed. Like,
is it still you doing those Dragon Quest X Let's Plays, by the way, or is it Cran?
No, it's me.
No, you're okay, because I know that there's a video every week, but I wasn't sure if it was you again or
yeah, just Cran. No, it's been me for like a year.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that series, we are officially the longest running DQ10 series in the world, and at least in English, 100%, but even in Japanese, this might be one of the longest running things. Like, if you think about this, my goodness, like, it's been years. I think we're on like episode, we're almost at episode 300. Like, it's
bonkers. That doesn't include the one you did with the beta, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't remember anymore. But but yeah, it's crazy. Making our way, we're in 5.2 right now, which, think of that, that basically means I'm in the fourth expansion of the game, which is insane for an English audience. That's totally insane, because now we're hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours into it, and like, it's wild. It's totally like just nuts. But I'm really curious, because that too should slowly be starting. I think there's like probably going to be one more or two more expansions, and then, I mean, you realize that's a Wii game, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's slightly old now. Like, it's starting to show its age. To be fair, it was starting to show its age a decade ago. So it's, I'm pretty sure that's like, the thing is, like, it's money, right? Like, so I don't see them closing that. I don't think they'll ever close it, but I don't see them supporting it until, like, you know, for that much longer. I think you'll probably get to like V8. So the latest version that's out now is 6.1. So 7 would be the one that comes out, not this year, but next year. And then I could see one more. I think it'll make it to like version 8. And then I think they'll cut it. But to cut it, there'll have to be another
one.
And so that would be what? Like Dragon Quest 13, maybe?
Yeah.
Would be online. But again, now with the worldwide market the way it is, I don't know. They might just keep 10. They might say, you know what, screw it. Like, and because, like,
I'm curious how many active players are still playing 10.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's on pretty much everything in Japan now. I mean, hell, there's even a mobile version. You can play it on your iPhone if you want. Like, it's ridiculous.
I wonder how the 3DS version will be affected by this.
No, I think it's gone. I think so. I think that Cran, if she watches this, she can update us. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, because they pulled, there used to be like this app that would link like some of the crafting and stuff like that, and that was pulled a while ago, where like you could write like a message to a friend or whatever from your 3DS and it would send it in game, and I know that doesn't, that's, that service has been canceled now, so I'm not sure, but I don't see them, I really don't see them, like I just can't see them saying Dragon Quest 13 online. No chance. Not anymore. I can't see them. I just can't see them doing that with the worldwide market. And 11 did very well. I mean, 11 was their most successful Dragon Quest ever, worldwide anyway. So I can't imagine them doing that. Like 12 for sure. They already said it will be day and date. First time ever where we're going to get like a Pokemon release, which is, I'm really excited for that. I just hope that we hear something. That's pretty much all. Like for me, it's like, it's been so dead. And I know with COVID and everything, like I get it, but I'm hoping we hear something, because that to me, those two things, find out about Scarlet and Violet and find out about DQ, because those are the two where I'm like, if they screw around, man. But for Poke, I don't think so. I think it's impossible. There's no way they would take a chance like that. I mean, look at the sales. Like, seriously, like, look at this. What did I say it was? 23.9 million months ago. You know, yeah. Months ago. What is it now? And if you look at, like, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, I mean, 14 million, again, months and months ago. I'm sure well, now...
They were released at the end of November, too, so that's a month and a half of sales.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and even Let's Go, right? Which was controversial, at least for me anyway, and that's at 14.3. I mean, do the math here. You start adding up these things and it's like, good God, they are killing it right now. And I mean, I know some people are like, the Switch won't catch up to the PS2, but it's going to be close, man. It's going to be really close. Because if they was at 103 right now, like 3 months ago, and, you know, like you said, you know, you got your Zelda, you got your Scarlet and Violet.
What's the PS2 at?
151.
151. Because
something like that. 151.
If you consider the fact that the Switch might still be the main console for 2-3 years.
That's what I'm saying.
It like, could.
Yeah, it could. It absolutely could. I don't know why, but there's like a lot of those industry morons are like, no, nothing's ever going to catch up to that. And I'm like, like I wouldn't say that. I mean, who ever would have thought it would have beat the Wii? Yeah. Like, and it's gonna not just beat the Wii. It's gonna be like up there. So no, it must be 155. It must be 155 because DS is still the number two highest selling and it's at 154. So, and I know it was like right there. It was right there with the PS2. But anyway, we've talked for like over an hour now.
Yeah. So I think we should end this before we bore everyone.
Oh, it's too late for that.
Yeah.
All right then, go for it.
All right, so hopefully you won't wait a year for another episode. Probably a few months. We'll try to keep it at a few months.
Yeah.
We'll just wait. Maybe Jared will somehow become a decent person.
I'll try. No promises, but I'll try. All right,
everybody. All right, so thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Take care, everyone. Ciao.